And now, back to Jim Carr's Sports Talk.
Hi, Jim Carr again. Dennis, I know that some in our audience don't know the finer points of hockey. Could you tell them, for example, what is icing?
Well, icing happen when the puck come down, bang, you know, before the other guys, mm-hmm. nobody there, you know. Mm-hmm. My arm go comes out, then the game stop, then start up.
Mm-hmm. I see. What is high sticking?
High sticking happen when the guy take the stick, you know, and he go like that. You know, you don't do that.
You don't do that?
Oh, no, never, never.
Why not?
Against the rules. You know, you're stupid when you do that. Just some English pig with no brain
Dennis,
at all, you know.
What is slashing?
Slashing is like that, you know.
Mm-hmm. And there's a penalty for that?
Yeah. And for a trip also, you know,
oh.
like that. And mm-hmm. for hook, like this. And for spear, you know, like that.
Mm-hmm.
All bad.
Bad.
You do that, you go to the box, you know, 2 minutes by yourself, and you feel shame, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get free.
The Chiefs are at home tonight against Cyanisport at the War Memorial at 8. Good seats are still available. I think that went very well.
Which one's Easter?
Is Easter when, like, Jesus came back from the dead, like after they killed him on Good Friday? What's so goddamn good about Good Friday if that's the day they offed Jesus? What a shitty name.
I don't know. That's a Catholic thing. I don't even do that.
But don't you kind of know what it is?
No.
Okay, so
my family was Baptist to begin with. I didn't do a goddamn thing other than, you know, I'd go to church
so
once or twice a year.
They killed Jesus. And they put his body in a cave, and they covered it with a big rock.
Yeah, and they had guards standing over it because the dead body behind the rock was scary.
And then, at some point, Zombie Jesus moved the big rock and came out and said, "Fuck all you for killing me. Peace." And then, like, went up into heaven? Was he around for a while when he came back, or was it just like one speech and then he
I don't know. Done? I didn't read it.
Should we know this shit? I mean,
no. Why the fuck should I know it?
We color Easter eggs every year.
Who's we?
You know, the people.
I'm not the people. I don't color Easter eggs.
You don't?
No, why the fuck would I color Easter eggs? The fuck does coloring Easter eggs... That apparently there's an Easter bunny that's laying these eggs.
Yeah.
Have to do with some dude that got killed, shoved behind a rock, and then a few days later they move the rock and he's okay.
Huh. I don't know. So you don't really know which one Easter is? It's the Zombie Jesus Day. I do know that.
Yeah, it's Zombie Jesus Day.
What do I do with my phone? I had all my notes on my phone.
You have notes?
Well, yeah, of like what I wanted to talk about. Let me find my phone. You keep talking. Talk to the people.
Ass balls. Ass balls fuck. Titties. Goddamn shit. Fart, piss, shit balls.
You were going to tell a story about your...
Well, I wanted to do that later, like while we were both sitting.
What do I do with it?
I don't know. Check your ass.
Check my ass?
Yeah.
It's not in my ass.
Are you sure it's not in your ass? Mine's in my ass.
Cock-a-dookie.
Fuck balls, titty shits. What the fuck? You gave me the fucking retarded microphone. I'm gonna sound like a special ed kid with a fucking lisp and shit. God damn you. Yeah, this is... No, this is the retarded one, the Samson one.
What are you talking about?
This is the Samson one.
None of them are retarded. They're all awesome.
No, not this one.
You want to, like, go back and cut that stuff out?
No.
You want to just keep going?
Yeah, fuck it.
Fuck it. So, we have a fan.
We have a fan?
Pretty excited, yeah. Guy, from India. He sends me a message He sent me a friend request. Now, here's the thing. We are the Beatles of shitty podcasts.
Really?
Yep. You're John Lennon. You know, you're the dark one. And
I'm
Paul McCartney.
I thought I was light and fluffy like a goddamn rainbow.
I'm the lover. And Jesse's George Harrison. And
so he's the one nobody gives a shit about?
You know, he's kind of the quieter one that, yeah, nobody gives a shit about. But here's my theory on
Wasn't
that.
There four Beatles?
Yeah, Chris Dix, Pete Best. Okay. So, yeah, he became a fan of the podcast on Facebook, but then he sent me a friend request. Didn't send you a friend request. Didn't send Jesse a friend request. He sent me a friend request. You know what that means?
You're the face.
I'm the favorite. Because we're all moderators. He very easily could have found all of us, but he only found me. You want to know why? Because I'm the favorite.
I don't know if he didn't send one to me. I don't know.
So, yeah, I officially have one more fan than you and Jesse.
Well, what if I check
I'm
my
sorry.
Shit when I get
I'm,
home?
I'm
How do you know he didn't send one to
I'm,
me?
I'm the favorite. It's
How do you know he didn't send one to me? Did you check
because
my shit?
Certainly you would have, you know.
I don't get on Facebook.
Check it right now.
How do I check it now?
Because I'm telling you, he didn't send you one.
Oh, boy.
Because Jesse didn't get one. So if Jesse didn't get one, then you wouldn't have
gotten
one.
Well, nobody would give Jesse a friend request. That'd be like friend requesting the devil's asshole.
He's moving this weekend. That's why he's not here.
Where's he moving to?
Moving in with the MF.
Oh. You know what?
Yeah.
I bet they touch dicks.
The MF doesn't have a dick, I don't think. Yeah, so George Harrison is losing right now. Wouldn't that be funny if you got one too and he just didn't look for Jesse?
Not really. I can understand that completely.
Well, why is that?
What do you mean, why is that?
Oh, I mean, you know, Jesse's fun.
Oh, Jesse came in late.
Oh. You think... Wait. Oh, you have friend requests.
I have a whole bunch of friend requests.
Why do you have a bunch? Oh, he sent you one, too.
Yeah, he did.
Oh!
Hey, confirm... Yeah, confirm him. Who gives a shit? Confirm... and Jessica, too. Why not?
Okay.
And...
Yeah?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah,
why not? Yeah.
Yeah, but he sent me a message.
Yeah, he might have
sent
me...
Didn't send you a message.
Yeah, who gives a shit?
Yeah.
And confirm, Michael, I don't know who the fuck those other two people are. Who the fuck are those other people?
Maybe they're all your fans. God damn it. You have more fans than me.
Well, who the hell are those other two people?
Colvin?
I don't know.
Colvin has 10 mutual friends of yours.
Really? Who the fuck is this dude?
I don't know. Apparently he knows you.
Well, he knows other people who know me, apparently.
Oh, wow.
I don't think I like any of those. Well... Actually, no, I don't like
well,
him.
Well, anyway, yeah. So, we have a fan. I thought it was just me. I thought I was the favorite, but apparently I'm wrong.
So, check this out. The iPad's coming out soon.
Yeah, everybody, it's been on, like, every TV station. Every TV show has been hijacked by iPad shit.
What a fucking cunt Scrooge. Hey, guys, we're going to bring out a tablet that's less powerful than a fucking netbook. But we're going to tout all about how you can do so much more on this than a netbook.
I'm sorry.
Oh, does it play Flash? Well, no. Oh, are there USB hookups? Oh, well, no. Okay, there's at least a card reader. No, there isn't.
I'm so disappointed that I thought that he just looked for me.
Oh.
I thought I was the favorite.
No, you're not.
Well, he didn't look up Jesse. Just me and you.
Maybe.
Yeah, so fuck Jesse.
Maybe Jesse lied to you to make you feel better.
Do you think?
Yeah,
he wouldn't do that.
Yeah,
would he?
Yeah, he would. He's your friend. I don't give a fuck what you feel.
Well, he's from India. Isn't India where Richard Gere got in trouble for kissing a chick?
Or, I don't know. I don't follow Richard
Gere. Didn't Richard Gere get in like a bunch of trouble because he was on stage and he kissed a chick? Like, if you get in trouble for kissing a chick, I imagine that if you get caught listening to us, then you'll probably be, like, put to death.
Nobody should... Yeah, I don't think we're good enough somebody should listen to, like, oh, if you listen to them, we're going to cut off your ears and open up your dick hole another centimeter. Like,
yeah,
okay,
if you're
risking
something, then just let it go, buddy.
Yeah. There's nothing important that we have to say.
I want to say that was India. It was something like India, if it wasn't India.
Oh, well, it might have been Dubai. That's a fucking shithole.
You know, that sounds familiar. Maybe it was there. Yeah.
I don't know. I don't like most Muslim countries. Not that I don't like Muslims.
You were chatting up on and on. Well, that's not like a Muslim thing.
Dubai is a Muslim country.
No, I'm talking about India.
India? No.
Be a fan.
They don't give a fuck in India. No, I'm not talking about India. I'm talking about Dubai. Oh. And I think you're talking about Dubai.
Which one is Dubai? Isn't that the one where they're building all the casinos and stuff?
Yeah, but at the same time, they have, you know, the bullshit Muslim laws that if a girl gets raped, you know, she gets thrown in jail for having sex out of wedlock.
Ooh.
Yeah. So, you know, fuck that country, fuck all the other countries like it.
Yeah. Like Dubai?
Yeah, like Dubai. Yeah, definitely fuck Dubai.
It was India! I'm telling you, it's fucking India!
It isn't India.
Yeah. No, the Richard Gere thing.
The Richard Gere thing?
Complaints filed in India over Richard Gere kiss.
What do you think?
Richard Gere kissed a chick on stage and everybody flipped the fuck out.
Why do they give a shit?
I don't know. He kissed a girl.
People shit openly in the Ganges River, whatever the fuck that thing is.
Oh, man. I don't know.
They get pissed off about a fucking kiss?
Apparently, that's what it says.
Maybe if you would have took a camera down to that river and took a piss in it, everybody would have cheered. Richard, like, hey, he's one of us now.
Shilpa Shetty. The chick's name is Shilpa Shetty. And Richard Gere kissed her, and everybody flipped out. So, I mean, like, in the equivalent of kissing to, you know, talking about the Lady Gaga chocolate hot dog surprise.
What do you mean, her dick?
No, she doesn't have a dick. I saw the video.
How sure are you of that?
Pretty sure. I'm watching Richard Gere make out with this chick. Oh, do it, Richard. Get her. Yeah.
Put your fingers in her.
Yeah.
Yeah, put it in her.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Now tell her she's privileged and slap her in the face.
Get her. So, yeah, I mean, I don't know. I worry for our new friend.
Our new friend? Well, as long as he doesn't kiss people on camera. Guess nobody.
Did he just fart?
No, that's your couch.
Oh. So what's going on, man? You said you had a story.
Okay, so last week I talked about how, you know, a bunch of the racist assholes over in the gun forums, they like to call Obama Obammy, and they think they're being cute because, oh, haha, we're not really calling him a nigger, but, you know, we are. So this one guy over in, I think it's what was that, California?
I don't know. Oh, no, it was Texas.
Okay, Texas.
It was Austin something?
Yeah, it was Austin.
Yeah.
Some guy over in Austin got this billboard erected and said, Obama equals niggardly.
Yeah.
Okay, the definition of niggardly is like stingy.
With an
money.
A, N-I-G-G-A-R-D-L-Y.
Yeah, niggardly.
Yeah.
It's like stingy with money or being, you know, something along those lines.
Mean.
Yeah. Withholding something for being mean.
Yeah.
Obviously, Obama has been pushing through social agendas, getting people, you know, health care, extending unemployment benefits. He's not being too fucking stingy with money.
Yeah.
So obviously the guy was calling him a nigger. Okay? You're not being cute.
Glee.
No, just a nigger. He just meant nigger. That's what he meant. And I went to this fucking gun forum, and they were discussing it. And to my fucking surprise, it was about 50... I was expecting like 80% saying, ah, ha, ha, funny joke, so clever and witty, and then move on. But no, there were actually people arguing about it, saying, look, the guy's calling Obama a nigger. You're not really being cute or funny, and it's kind of childish. And nobody thought it was cute when the liberals did it to Bush. So just knock that fucking shit off. And it was a good fucking little battle going on there. I thought they would have just, like 90% of them would have just cheered and clapped.
Hmm.
But apparently I was wrong.
Well, I mean, you know, say what you will, disagree with him if you want, vote him out, but
Oh, call him a nigger. But don't be a fucking childish little bitch about it. Grow some fucking balls.
Yeah.
Let that nutsack of yours dip down a little bit. Grow your balls. And if you want to call somebody a nigger, just fucking say it. Don't put that little shit in there where you gotta fucking hide it.
And I'm all about freedom of speech, say whatever you want. But we've gotten to a point where, like, our leaders are comic book characters. They're not even people. I mean, like, everybody just got on the bandwagon. You know, Bush was stupid. Bush is a dummy. Bush couldn't speak very well. But you have to be smart to a certain extent to be in the position he was in. And I mean, I'm not saying the guy was a fucking rocket scientist. I'm not even saying he was intelligent. But I'm saying that he can't be as dumb as everybody was making him out to be. I mean, Bill Clinton, you know, he's a poon hound. And yeah, Bill Clinton is a poon hound.
Yeah,
but I mean,
a poon hound.
You know, that's the only jokes anybody ever makes about Bill Clinton is, you know, hey, Bill Clinton fucks everybody. You know, Bill Clinton's got a wandering pee-pee. Bill Clinton. But, I mean, you know, other than him, you know, fucking a chubby chick in the Oval Office, he did a fairly decent job. I mean, he left us with a pretty good, you know.
Surplus that yeah. Bush fucked
yeah.
pretty damn quickly.
Yeah.
Yay, debt.
But, yeah, I mean, you know, to just single out Obama, yeah, he's a black guy. And he's not even like really like a black guy. He's like Tiger Woods. He's a whole bunch of stuff. Isn't he?
No, he's like his mom was white and his dad was black. That's not a whole bunch of stuff. That's two stuffs.
Oh, but yeah, I mean, to you know, be like, oh well, you know, Obama's a black guy, and you know, it's just way too easy to just say, you know, the N-word and move on. I don't know.
Yeah, but at the same time, they don't say the N-word.
They say niggardly
or Obammy, and they hide it behind some stupid childish shit. And they honestly think they're being cute and clever. Like, oh, I didn't call him a nigger. That's not what I said. I said something completely different, and you are just trying to read into it. They honestly think that other people are as fucking dumb as they are.
Speaking
of
black people, one of the trending topics on Twitter the other day was stereotypes, and I was just going through them because I thought they were funny. And one of the stereotypes for black people that a guy tweeted was that all black people drink are Coronas.
What?
Like, picks or it didn't happen. Black people don't drink Coronas. Do black people drink Coronas? Have you ever seen a black person order a Corona? Ever?
No.
So, like, what I thought would be funny would be if we just
created... Where was he from?
I don't know. I didn't pay attention to that. I just thought it was funny. I sent it back a thing. I said, Pixar, it didn't happen. Because I don't believe a black person has ever drank a Corona before. Like, ever.
No, black people drink Corona.
I don't think
Racist.
They do. So, I just thought it would be funny if we created a bunch of false stereotypes. Like, just say, you know, like, Mexicans only drive blue cars or
Audis.
Yeah.
Used Audis.
Yeah. Or black people love Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
Do they?
No,
I know
I'm
they
making
love,
it up.
Well, I know they love Scarface.
Oh, yeah. But no, they and Who Framed Roger Rabbit, they have this major connection with Bob Hoskins.
Really?
Yes.
And, isn't he like a lesser version of Danny DeVito?
Well, I think he's a bigger version of Danny DeVito.
Really?
Oh, you mean less talented?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, I think that would probably be accurate. And Asians, they love the band Rush.
I would have said Journey.
Well, Journey, too.
Yeah, Journey.
Journey's
Rush.
The one with the Filipino kids singing for him now, isn't he?
Yeah. Oh, and 38 Special. Let's just throw 38 Special.
Yeah,
in
there 38 too. Special. No, I thought that it was Middle Easterns that liked 38 Special.
They do too.
Yeah.
But dude, everybody likes 38 Special.
Oh yeah. Especially black people.
Yep.
I saw a black guy the other day driving around in his Audi. Bumping some 38 Special.
I have a feeling you're lying, sir. Oh, shit. I'm dropping the balls. Fuck.
Oh, shit. I'm dropping the balls. Fuck. Yeah. So,
But you said you weren't going to repeat everything I said back to me.
Just that one thing. That was fun. Just that, you know, if you think of any more false stereotypes that we can throw out there, let me know. Speaking of, this is...
Asians don't like cookie dough ice cream.
They don't?
No.
Huh.
I think so.
Wow. This isn't really like a stereotype thing, but I am going to generalize. Canadian geese are fucking assholes.
Yeah, they are.
I fucking hate them. And you know what? Every Sunday, over by the bank that I drop our deposits off at, they know when it's Sunday because they'll just fucking flood that parking lot of that Bank of America. And if they'll cross the street, they don't give a fuck if you're coming or not. They will just walk across the street. And so I'm putting a warning out to you goddamn Canadian geese right now. I ain't stopping anymore. Fuck you. See, because one of them, if one of them gets hit and the other ones see it, they'll learn. They'll be like, fuck, man, we can't get away with this shit anymore.
The squirrels and the rabbits don't. They've run towards the fucking cars.
No, those Canadian geese know exactly what the fuck they're doing. They cross that goddamn street. They wait till you're coming across the street. They're like, fuck you. We're Canadian geese. You're not going to hit us. But I'm going to. I'm fucking tired of this shit.
I was on Mo Bottoms going out to Bass Pro, and I saw the most awesome thing ever. You know all those little lakes that they got out there?
Yeah.
Where the runoff goes, and the little ducks like to congregate and fuck and lay their little goose poops. I saw a fucking 18-wheeler just completely murder a fucking goose on the opposite way of traffic. It exploded like a goddamn pillowcase stuffed full of M80s. It was so fucking awesome. It just went boosh, and then there were goose everywhere.
Maybe they were pissed off because it didn't really look like she was into it. I mean, like, Richard Gere kind of, like, rape kisses her almost. I mean, she didn't look like she really wanted it.
Maybe if he put a finger in her, she would have liked it a little bit better.
Yeah, I mean, you know, they're up there and they're like, oh, hi, I'm Richard Gere. Oh, hi, I'm some, you know, Indian broad. And then, like, he just attacks her. See, watch this. Watch this. Watch him. I mean, she's like, ha, ha, ha. Oh, good times. Ha, ha.
Maybe he was drunk.
He might have been. Get her.
I don't know. She's laughing pretty hard.
Yeah.
Maybe she has to poop.
Maybe she has to poop, yeah.
So I miss Jesse. Jesse was our third man, and he would, like, come in and destroy the silence.
Destroy? There's no silence. We're rocking and rolling.
I miss Jesse. I miss my little friend and his cock and balls.
You were just kind of, you know, shit on him a minute or two ago.
I shit on everybody, sir.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
He's not excluded. He's not special.
Anyway. Do you understand lesbians?
Yeah. They like pussy.
Yeah, but...
I like pussy.
Here's my thing about lesbians. You don't really get anywhere.
What do you mean?
Well, like, what lesbians do for anyone else would be considered foreplay.
Yeah.
But then, at a certain point, you get to the fucking. And, you know, with dudes...
They have straps.
With
you can
dudes...
You can just get one of those doubles.
Dudes can fuck each other. I mean, it's not like an ideal situation, you know, if that's what you're into, though. But at the tail end, you know, there can be some fucking.
They can scissor.
Who, lesbians?
Yeah, they can scissor.
They're just mashing their shit together. It doesn't really... You like my pantomime?
Yeah,
scissoring? Yeah. No, but fucking...
They got double-ended dildos. You just put, like, a dildo...
Yeah, but it's a whole lot of accessories.
Yeah?
I mean, double-ended dildos and stuff. Why don't you... Wouldn't it make more sense to, like, call a dude to come over than you can, like, double-team a dude? Like, do it together? You can still be in a relationship, but
when
it's time
to fuck
dudes,
I think that's the point.
Yeah, but the whole thing is that at a certain point they incorporate fake dicks.
Yeah.
Dildos, strap-ons, it's all fake dicks.
Yeah.
Well, you see what I'm saying?
That's the girl doing it. They like it when the girl does it.
Here's my other thing. Cher's daughter, the Chastity Bono.
The one that may become a man?
She's a lesbian.
Well, maybe.
She's with a woman.
Yeah.
They're lesbos, like, together. They scissor, they do the whole deal.
Yeah.
She's going to become a man. She's going to get a fake penis, and she's going to legally try to be a man.
What do you mean fake penis? Don't they get like
a cadaver? Like a neo penis.
No, they get like real penises off cadavers.
No, yeah. They don't. No.
Yeah.
No, they don't.
Are you? Yeah, they
no.
do.
They don't put a dead dude's cock on a chick.
Okay. No. Google that fucking shit.
They
get on your goddamn. Get your fucking phone.
Okay, but that irrelevant to what I'm trying to say. I'm still gonna Google it.
How is that not relevant? You just said they were gonna put a fake.
Irrelevant. If she is trying to become a man and maintain a relationship with her lesbian partner, if all goes according to plan, will that chick no longer be a lesbian?
Yeah,
and
she won't.
If she's not a lesbian, why is she maintaining a relationship with a woman?
Because she wants to become a straight dude.
That doesn't make sense.
She still likes pussy.
I'm not talking about her. I'm talking about her partner. Her partner
Partner's
is going to stay in a relationship with her lesbian partner that's going to become a man and then be straight?
How do you figure that she's going to stay around once he gets a dick? I mean, obviously.
Do you see what I'm saying, though? I mean,
what do you... Are you...
It's
neo-penis?
It all comes back to fucking there being a wiener. A neo-penis or neo-phallus is the sex organ created by sex reassignment surgery. Female to male transsexual. The new penis is made out of the former clitoris by itself with meteodioplasty, or with phalloplasty, with the former clitoris and the former vagina. If everything goes as planned, the trans man's new penis can have an erection and orgasm, although ejaculation of sperm is not possible.
No shit.
So it's not made out of a dead dude's cock, it's just extra clitoris stuff.
What hand motion was that?
You like that?
Yeah.
Hand motion. But what I'm saying is, if she becomes a man...
Wait a minute. Go to phalloplasty.
Phalloplasty. Refers to reconstruction of a penis, or sometimes out of a penis by surgery, often for cosmetic. Also used to refer to penis enlargement. The first phalloplasty done for the purpose of sexual reassignment was performed on... Blah, 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 blah. Have similarities, although surgery man, with all types of filler is tramman and labia. Yeah. The labia is used to form a scrotum where prosthetic testicles can be inserted.
Neat.
Neat, yeah. It's a whole lot of work, though, to create a cock for a woman who wants to be a man with a lesbian who is then going to be straight?
Yes.
So she's like, I'm a lesbian now, but once you become a man, then I'm going to be straight.
Yes. She will have to be by default. If you're fucking a dude... Guess that means you're not a lesbian
anymore.
Even
if that dude was a chick.
Yep. Even if that dude was a chick, you're still fucking a dude now.
What if she goes through all that work and then, like, her chick doesn't like it? She's like, I want your vag back.
I assume the girl has money. She'll find some pussy.
Huh. And it's so funny
Beetlejuice
because...
Beetlejuice can fucking find pussy, okay?
It's so funny because Cher's entire fucking demographic is gay men, and so she can't be like, oh my God, this is awful! Yeah. She has to kind of go along with it, even though you...
No,
you
she's... I heard reports where she said, no, don't become a man.
Yeah.
That's not how I grew you inside my stink crevice.
So, do you think Richard Gere's, like, banned from India, like, altogether? Like, he's not allowed back?
In the entire country of India, no.
Huh.
Can they do that?
I don't know.
I guess you can.
I need to learn more about the place now that we could have, like, you know, local news there since, you know, our only fan is from there.
I took a world religions class. I think I know. I think I had to read part of the Bodhisattva, I think it was. And
yeah.
Yeah, I think that's... I can't pronounce that for fucking shit, but I read part of some of the stories in there.
Well, in...
They're much more entertaining than Bible stories. Bible stories are one-dimensional. At least those are kind of fun.
In January and February, we had 300-something hits on our site.
Yes.
And then in March by itself, we had like 370. So we're gaining momentum, as it would seem. Seems like more people are... Either that or one person is just...
Yeah, just manually cycling through IPs. And but just I like, don't... Ah, ha, we're making them think that somebody in the world gives a damn.
I don't see why anyone would do that, though. Seems like a big waste of time.
People do shit all the time because they're bored.
Yeah.
Probably the first gay couple. They like, we're bored. Like, let's do butts.
Yeah, let me try putting it in your butt there, Ralph.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I've been kind of gassy lately. Oh,
you know,
move that
whatever.
Out.
I mean, I got my dick. I want to put it somewhere, and there's no chicks around. Games on commercial. So,
do you think if a dude was butt fucking another dude, and the dude had to fart, like some of the fart would go into the pee hole?
I don't know.
I hope to God not. That would be horrible.
Do you think that there's a it's common courtesy to tap a girl on the head when you're about to splooge, like when she's giving you a beejer?
No, I don't do that.
Okay, it's common courtesy for, people with courtesy.
Yeah.
So, give her a little tap, give her a little heads up. Be like, hey, it's about time.
I look her right in the fucking eye and say, you know what, this can only make you stronger. Enjoy it.
Protein. Yeah, but anyway, I imagine in like, gay butt sex, it's common courtesy to be like, hey man, I got a fart.
Or poop.
Yeah. Wouldn't you think that farts would be... I mean, like, there's probably some air getting pushed up in there. Wouldn't farts be more commonplace in gay men?
Well, they're pretty commonplace for me.
Yeah. And you don't even put anything in your ass. What I'm
no.
saying is... If you put a bunch of stuff in your ass, wouldn't there be some, air pockets?
I would assume so.
Yeah.
But they smell like poop and dick. Oh, that smells like my balls.
I want to understand gay men more, too.
Why don't you call up Claire? Claire has plenty of gay friends.
Is Claire gay?
Did
Claire ever say, hey, dude, I'm gay?
I think she said she was bisexual. Oh. I might be wrong on that.
Isn't everybody ultimately bisexual?
Well, no. I've never had a dick in my ass, nor have I ever said, please, put dicks in my butt.
Yeah, but
and
you're
never
capable of,
Well, do I have an asshole that can receive dicks? Yes.
Yeah.
I've seen some of my poop. I could get a big dick in there. If it's anything like my shit, holy fuck. I could just take it like a goddamn champion.
You think you could take a big one?
Oh, yeah. It'd be like that scene in, what was that, Pulp Fiction?
Yeah.
Who was getting the dick? Was that Samuel L. Jackson that was getting the
no,
dick?
No, it was Ving Rhames.
Okay, it would be like Ving Rhames. I could do that. Good job, sir.
I have another question for you.
Okie dokie.
I'm just going to go down my list. No segues, fuck it.
Did you write that on that fucking little thing, or did you write it on a computer and then transfer it? Because that's a lot of them.
What?
Did you write all those?
No, most of this is people following us on Twitter.
People follow us on Twitter?
Shitload of people, man. We're big time now.
Now I gotta stop calling Twitter that faggoty little place where only homos go.
Well, no, I mean, it is a faggoty little place. You know what?
140 words? What's the point? Is there a bandwidth issue?
Mostly I just put up, you know, links to our shit and correct people's spelling and
well, that's what you should be doing.
Yeah.
Little fuckers. If the state can't teach them English, I will. Fuck you, you son of a bitch. It's not you, as in the letter U. It's Y-O-U. And when you say your, if it's possessive, you put the little comma in there, and you fuck, son of a bitch.
Anyway, yeah, we have a lot of Twitter followers. Great. But what I was getting at is, have you ever rested your head on the chest of a busty lady?
My girlfriend's tits are pretty big.
Have you ever just put your head on them and relaxed?
Yeah.
They're comfortable, aren't they?
Yeah.
What I was thinking the other day as I rested my head on a busty lady's chest was that all of this titty meat from women that are dying every day should be put to good use. Like, they should make pillows out of, like, dead women's tits. I mean, like, water beds are not comfortable. I've tried them. I don't like them. But I think a titty bed would be, like, heaven.
Other than the smell, which would be fucking horrible.
Well, no, they would put it, like, in a, you know, a protective bag. That you would, I mean, you know, the water would start to smell in a waterbed after a while, but they have it in plastic so you don't smell it.
Water isn't rotting titty flesh.
Well, they'll find a scientific way to preserve it. Tits are so comfortable, Napier, and I would pay good money for a tit pillow. You don't think that's a good idea?
No, that sounds kind of nasty.
Oh.
What it?
Well, I mean, it's like a lot of things. It may need some working out. Maybe they can make pillows out of the stuff that they make the fake titties out of.
That's better. Why don't you just go out and buy a pillow that's, you know, shaped like a titty, but it's still a pillow.
No, I'm talking about, like, taking lots of titty meat and making it like normal pillow size.
I don't see how that's awesome.
You don't?
Not really.
They're so comfortable though.
Yeah, they are, but I mean, they're comfortable on ladies who still have a functioning circulatory system.
I can't tell if your microphone is working.
You son of a bitch.
Wait. You know what? Is my microphone working?
Your microphone's working fine.
Napier, look, seriously, I don't think your microphone is working.
Okay, well, don't say anything at all. Just, like, keep your mouth shut.
Okay.
And let me put this in you. Slowly. Don't clench. Don't clench. Yeah. Mer.
If I could turn back time.
If I could find a way. I take back all the things that I said to hurt you.
Keep going. I was liking it.
I don't know the rest of the words.
Yeah?
You know what? That goddamn 70-minute-long Star Wars The Phantom Menace review on YouTube is the fucking goddamn shit.
The Red Letter Media guys.
Holy fuck, that dude is awesome. I think I just like it because he talks about killing women.
I sent them an email asking them if we could interview them.
Why? That dude doesn't give a fuck about us.
Well, I know. I figured, why not?
Motherfucker's a professional. What the fuck is with this new YouTube look?
Huh?
They fucked with my goddamn YouTubes. It's all fucked. Ah, what the shit? Oh, yeah, do it, Napes. You can do it. If I could turn back time, if I could find a way, I'd take back those words that'll hurt you, and you'd say, I don't know why I did the things I did. I don't know why I said the things I said. Pride's like a knife, it can cut deep inside. Words are like weapons, they wound sometimes. I don't really mean to hurt you. I didn't want to see you go. I know I made you cry. But baby, if I could turn back time, if I could find a way, I'd take back those words that'll hurt you, and you'd say, if I could reach the stars, I'd give them all to you. Then you'll love me like you used to do. My word was shattered. I was torn apart. Like someone took a knife and drove it deep in my heart. You'd walk out that door. I swore that I didn't care. I lost everything, darling, then and there. Too strong to tell you I was sorry. Too proud to tell you I was wrong. I know that I was blind, darling. If I could turn back time, if I could find a way, I'd take back those words that'll hurt you, and you'll say, if I could reach the stars, I'd give them all to you, and then you'll love me. Love me like you used to do. Oh, if I could turn back time. If I could turn back time. If I could turn back time. Oh, baby.
Oh, you gotta sell it!
I didn't really mean to hurt you. I didn't want to see you go. I know I made you cry. But oh, if I could turn back time, if I could find a way, I'd take back those words that'll hurt you, and you'll say, if I could reach the stars, I'd give them all to you. Then you'll love me like you used to do. If I could turn back time, if I could find a way, baby, 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 yeah.
Let's touch dicks!
Yeah!
Ooh, I'm out of breath from dancing.
Ass dance? Ass dance! Ass dance!
Ah! Oh, wow.
I bet it stopped recording.
No, we couldn't get that lucky. Oh, man, I need a minute. Maybe we should take a break.
We don't take breaks.
I think I need to poop, too.
I don't need to poop.
Bouncing around made my butt angry.
Singing and dancing and pooping around.
Singing and dancing and pooping around. Did I ever tell you about Miller sleeping? I told you, but have I told it on the podcast yet?
No.
The sleeping guy story?
No, you haven't told sleepy guy yet.
I'm running out of stories. We're going to have to do some fun stuff soon. Anyway. So, we have this tournament. The guy that owns the rink was short a team, and so he gave us a really good idea, really good price to be in this weekend tournament. And so he was in the tournament, the team of him and his buddies. And so, you know, he did the schedule, and then, and he hated us. He always hated us. But he needed a team in this tournament, and so he asked us if we wanted to do it. We said, sure, why not? So he puts us in this tournament. He gives us an 11 o'clock at night game, followed by playing his team at 6:30 the next morning.
Fucking cocksucker. God damn it. What the fuck is wrong with that asshole?
Yeah. So, you know, our guys aren't really 6:30 in the morning type guys.
No. No, they're not.
And so Miller calls me at 3 o'clock in the morning and leaves me quite possibly the funniest message I saved it. I have it somewhere.
You still have that thing? How many years ago was that?
I recorded it and put it on a CD somewhere. If I can find it, I'll play it next week. But,
ooh.
But it's the funniest message. Basically, he says, "Hey, Mike, it's Miller. Me and Clayton, you know, we're pretty fucked up. And I think Clayton's sleeping. And I really want to be at the game, but I don't think that if I go to sleep, I'll make it. So I'm going to drive to the game, and I'm going to be outside that bitch somewhere with a pillow, so come find me."
So, like, his plan was to drive to the rink at 3 in the morning and sleep out front in a sleeping bag. So me and Chris get there about 6 o'clock in the morning, and the place is packed. I guess they had games before that with a bunch of little kids.
At 5 fucking a.m.?
Yeah. Yeah.
Jesus shitbag. Yeah. Fuck.
So, I mean, the parking lot was packed, and so we're peeking in the back of cars. We don't know what kind of car this guy drives. And so me and Chris are, you know, just peeking in everybody's back window trying to find the guy sleeping in the back of his car. So we look in a couple of cars, and this guy, I mean, he's probably in his late 40s, I'd say. He goes, "Oh, hey, are you guys looking for sleeping guy?" and we say, why, yes. As a matter of fact, we are looking for sleeping guy. He says, "He is in the Cobras 8 and under locker room." We're like, okay, we'll find it. So we go in the rink. We put our bags in there. We're like, okay, we need to find the Cobras 8 and under locker room. We go into this locker room that... And he's laying in the middle of this locker room with hockey bags and little kids' clothes scattered all over around him. Which means, if you can visualize this, kids 8 and under changing into hockey gear in complete silence, scared to death that they're going to wake the 250-pound bearded guy in the middle of their locker room. Dude sleeping on the floor of the locker room of this, on top of a sleeping bag, barefooted with his socks covering his eyes, snoring like you've never heard. And so, I mean, all these 8 and under kids had to have their parents there. So, I mean, all of their parents were also too big a pussy to say, "Hey, dude, what the fuck are you doing sleeping in the middle of our kids' locker room?" They just said, "Don't disturb him, kids. Just change quietly." So we go in there, and I kind of nudged him with my foot, and I'm like, "Hey, man, you know, we play in about 20 minutes. Maybe you should get up and come get dressed." And he goes, "Wake me up with 10 minutes. I'm like, okay. So we went and we got changed. 10 minutes left. Somebody went over and woke him up, came in and changed clothes. I think he scored a couple goals in the game, but we ended up losing because most of the team was still drunk.
Yeah, I would assume so.
But can you imagine those little kids just scared to death of like, you know, walking into the dragon's cave? And it's terrifying, I imagine.
I'm surprised that in this day and age when, you know, people are...
Wait. Is your microphone working?
Yes.
Is my microphone working?
Yes.
Okay. Continue.
You whore.
Continue.
God damn you. They're off my train of thought.
I'm sorry.
What the hell is with this ABBA crap all over your goddamn computer?
I don't know. It's, you know, my old lady.
She's an ABBA fan?
I don't know.
Then
tell
why does
the
she
story
hit?
You were going to tell. You were talking about something.
No, well, now I'm distracted by this ABBA stuff that's all over your Firefox.
You want to do some more karaoke?
No. What the hell is this? Oh, is that that damn Firefly song?
Do it.
That's the gayest fucking song. I'm not singing that song.
Do it!
Oh, God. I don't even know the words to the song.
They're going
to
put them up there. It's karaoke.
I can't read English.
Do your gay voice, too. You got to do your gay voice.
No, oh, okay.
Do you have a gay voice?
I only have gay. One voice.
All right, Napes. I'm excited.
You would not believe your eyes if 10 million fireflies lit up the world as if I fell asleep because they fill the open air.
I'm not really going to make you do that.
Thank you, you fucking whore.
I can't believe you did the little bit you did.
I can't believe I was actually able to read all that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't even know where I'm at right now.
I don't know, I think maybe since, you know, we did the turn back time thing, we can put that joke to bed. You think that was, you know, culminating the joke?
I think we don't have
to do the joke anymore.
Well, you've done the joke again, and you've ruined it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, you mean since that?
Yeah, since the...
I have?
Care. Yeah, you did. You
we
just
didn't
did.
Sing the song, though.
No, we didn't, but you're like, oh, is your mic on?
Yeah.
Oh, is your mic on? Oh, is your mic on? Oh, man, come on, friend. Let's test these mics out. Mic check, 1, 2. Fill me full of you. Yeah.
I really think the titty pillow thing could be big.
I don't think the titty pillow... Nobody wants a titty pillow.
I think you're wrong.
I've seen cock pillows.
You know how we talked about fleshlights a couple of weeks ago?
Yeah.
Those things are like $60.
Yeah, they're portable fuck tubes.
$60? Who the fuck is going to spend $60 on a flashlight you can fuck?
Dude, it's a tube you can fuck whenever you want with the jelly. You put the jelly in it. Then you fuck it. If you want to, you can make it like a spicy, like you put some cayenne pepper in the jelly.
Have you fluffed any turtles? You remember we were talking about you fluffing turtles as your hobby?
Fluffing turtles?
Yes, you said that you were going to put fluff on turtles. That was going to be your hobby. I suggested cross-stitching, but you said that you would prefer fluffing turtles.
God
yeah,
damn it!
Do it!
And leave teardrops everywhere. You'd think me rude, but I would just stand and stare. I'd like make myself that planet Earth turn slowly.
Yeah.
It's hard to say that I'd rather stay awake when I'm asleep. Cause everything is never as it is. As the same. What the fuck? God damn this fucking stupid shit!
You
never wrote this song better.
Get 1,000 hugs from 10,000 lightning bugs.
No, I'm not saying that.
Why not?
Cause I'm afraid I'll get raped out of like a fucking Arby's or some shit.
Do it!
Cause everything is never as it seems. Cause I'd like... That went too fast. I can't read.
Okay. Here we go.
Seems. Cause I'd get 1,000 hugs from 10,000 lightning bugs as they tried to teach me how to dance. A foxtrot... What the fuck? No! Fuck this stupid song! God damn, who wrote this song? I'm going to stick it in them and pee in them.
You're going to pee in them?
Yeah, but yeah. Not as a marriage proposal.
Oh, the Napier marriage proposal.
Yep.
Yeah. What if you wanted to propose, like, if you got the whole plan together, but then you didn't have to pee? Would that be like a sign that it wasn't meant to be?
Did that rhyme a little?
It did a little bit. Wasn't intended though.
That was the other proposal that I would have to do is I would then have to go out. I'd have to.
This is plan
around.
B.
Right. No, this is plan B.
It's
obviously,
not like in addition to.
No, this isn't okay. Like this is something like I'd have to do because I didn't, you know, I couldn't pee right then. I would have to run out into the woods and find a possum. And then I would stick my penis in its butthole, pee in the possum.
But you didn't have to pee.
Well, no. I mean, eventually, by running around the woods, I'd eventually have to pee.
Yeah.
Like, the next time I would have to pee, I'd go find a possum.
At which point, you could just go back to your place and pee in her butt.
No. The moment's ruined. Now you find the possum.
Oh, okay.
You piss in the possum, and you put your thumb in its butthole to hold the piss in it.
Yeah, yeah.
And then when you're ready to propose, you unleash your love upon your lovely lady friend, and she's like, oh, I'm covered with possum poop in your pee.
You know, theoretically, it would be a lot easier just to have a possum on standby with a cork in its ass that you've pissed in.
Well, I mean, how long is that going to hold?
I mean, just keep it in a cage, you know, if like you're like, this is the, you know, the week, just in case.
Well, then you're going to throw off the surprise. I mean...
She sees the possum.
Yeah, she's like, oh, hey, what's the possum for, honey? Like, oh, I don't know if I'm going to need it.
I might need it. We'll see.
A disco ball is just hanging by thread. I'd like make myself believe that planet Earth... What? That's not even English. The song isn't even in English. It's hard to say that I'd rather stay awake when I'm asleep. Because nothing is never as it seems. When I fall asleep.
Man.
Leave my door open just a crack.
Leave my door open just a crack.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think he's talking about his anus.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You think that's code?
Yeah, it's code for a twitching anal.
We might have to start a new podcast just dedicated to you karaoke.
Yeah, it probably would sound like horrible, godforsaken things coming out of some bastard's mouth.
Have you put any thought into your American Idol audition to be the next Simon Cowell?
No, I should have. I forgot it, but you should have reminded me.
I'm sorry.
I was trying to get my fucking Ubuntu working, because I downloaded it, and it doesn't work with my video card. And it's, like, stuck on this really high, annoying setting, like 800, 600. And I can't get it to go down, and I don't know what I'm doing wrong, and I can't find the correct driver, and...
I have no idea what you just said.
It's an operating system from Linux. And I'm testing it out because I want to say, oh, I play with Linux. I'm a computer geek. Yeah, I compile my own kernels or shit. But I have no idea what's going on ever.
Yeah. It's a shame.
So I looked for drivers for it, and I can't find it, but it's still stuck at 800, 600. So I'm just going to say, fuck it, I'll just use Windows 7.
That makes sense.
I don't have to think about Windows 7.
Yeah.
I don't like thinking about things. But I like thinking about things a little bit. Like, I want to be... Like, I want them to throw me a curveball every once in a while. Like, oh, what's that? Not like Mac, which is basically built for the homosexuals and goth kids writing poetry. And they got to get to their sad diaries.
Your future brother-in-law has been... Facebooking up a storm about the iPad.
Yeah, both him and my little sister are fucking Mac fags.
Virus database has been updated.
Oh, that's good to know. That was fucking random.
Thank you.
Thank you, Avast. I'm so glad that you interrupted us to let us know that our computers is not filled with viruses.
Well, thank you. That's wonderful.
Good job, friend. Thank you, magical computer lady.
All of you out there in podcast land, just know my computer doesn't have any viruses. So don't even try it.
You can't hack this machine, bitch. Actually, you probably could.
Probably.
She's got a VAST on there.
Fairly easy, yeah.
If you can hack a VAST, you can hack this.
Yeah.
I don't know what you'd find in it other than ABBA posters and... It's like a little girl's fucking bedroom. Jesus Christ. Someone bad would break into this fucking computer like, oh, it looks like my daughter's bedroom. What the fuck is this shit? Is that a Justin Bieber picture as her background? What the fuck? No, I feel bad. I'm fucking with some little girl. Are you okay, sir? You can tell me she has a picture of unicorns on here, doesn't she? See you in hell, faggots.
I want you to know it's over.
Well. Bye.
Thank you for listening. We do have a couple of things while we have your ear. The comment line, you can leave us a message for thoughts, questions, topics you'd like discussed. That number is 314-266-WFOD, 266-9363. You can also contact us at our email address, wfodix@live.com. Our home is wfodix.podbean.com. That is where you can download the episodes, comment on the episodes, stream the episodes, and do whatever else with them you would like. Our blog is wfodix.blogspot.com. It's occasionally updated with reference material from what we talk about on the show itself. Follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/wfodix. We also are on Facebook if you would like to become a fan of us. The Facebook. Again, thank you for listening, and we will talk to you next time.